two boys, he had three girls and two boys. These two boys started doing work. As you can imagine, when you buy a wing on a hospital, don't get deep to it.
Yeah.
I have gone out with those boys. And parked right here in the center of a field and let them plow around and around me where I could watch them every, all the way. When it wasn't big enough to be playing on tricycles, doing custom work. I'm going out and plowing for the neighbors. Going out and, of course, this oldest girl was a natural born mechanic and married a man in construction work, which fits right in. She was an excellent tractor driver, but my golly, she was born in 33 and that's 46. She's just 13 years old. Mm-hmm. And cut hay for people by the ton, plow by the acre, and things like that. Have to put in all those years around the hospital.
Oh, that's dismal.
And, but like I say, them boys and the girls too, we all carried the same checkbook and all worked, put in the same bank account. They all got married out on their own. Mm-hmm. And as far as I know now, every one of them has got a signature card up there on our account. Of course, they all know there ain't nothing in there, but...
If they want to find out, they can.
Yeah.
That's a good way to do it. Let them have the responsibility and let them know that it's not something that's secret.
Well, you take all our growing up lifetime. We kept a firm set of books that was good. And every one of them helped keep it. Every one of them knew how many cows, approximately how many calves we were going
to
get, how many, how much your inventory was for tax purposes on the, here's the last one we kept before we came up here and hired a bookkeeper to listen. Did you know there are, how many farmers there are in the county, I don't know. These books are purchased through the State Extension Service over there. Back when we were buying them, they were around 50 cents. We never did hire anybody to do our income tax work or nothing. Because this one was just starting. We wasn't business here, I guess. But that you could go over here and take these sheets and fill out an income tax form and they'd never question it because it was always about right.
Hmm.
Of course, the tax forms, they had to change the books about every other year, too. This thing has family living expenses. And whoever went out and did whatever they did, any member of the family, they came in and put it down in here. Over here, it had farm expenses, which is a different item tax-wise than family living expenses. Farm income is broken down about 16 or 17 ways. Place for your Social Security. And of course, in the front of your book, you had your inventory here. It's range, refrigerator,
mm-hmm,
wherever. I guess that'd be pots and pans.
Aluminium.
Huh?
Aluminium.
Yeah, that's what it was. Well, you see, all such stuff like that. But you always run into myth along the deal. You know, they come down through here and they list, this is back in 56, they list a range. 52 model, $175, present value $105. Refrigerator, 52 model, $175, present value $105. Wherever, 52 model. A mixer, a 50 model, present value $15. A churn. And can't even read my own writing. It's only got coal in it.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder what the dickens that was. Pasteurizer. We even pasteurized our own milk out there on the farm. Nothing like that.
I heard a man say there's no excuse for not doing that. Of course, he was prejudiced. I think he was selling these machines or something.
You ever see a family who had been through unluck fever?
Yeah.
We're drinking raw milk again, but nobody's ever made it, I know we're done. Freezer, $500, present value $300. You know, I'm just, we brought all of those things down every year. Here's, well, let's see, this thing, why people don't keep something like this? This thing starts out here, it gives you a